Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Anthony Lark, who is the boss man of Spicer Heart. Thank you for joining me today. Anthony, if you look at the private reports I get to see, the average fees that Spicer Heart seem to be getting are somewhere in the order of around 1.5%. Whilst if you look at the Property Academy and their home buying survey, the average fee of that has for the last couple of years been around 1 to 1.1%. How and why does Spicer Heart get higher fees for their agents? And more importantly, because this isn't a willy waving exercise, what can we do to teach the other independent agents to earn more money, which I know is not going to help you, but if they up their fees, you might be able to up them yours up even more. Yeah, so sure. In a roundabout way, it will come up to help you. So let's see if we can help the UK estate agents out there. That's all right to give back, isn't it?
I don't mind, that's fine.
Good stuff. Come on then, talk to me.
So the first thing is that it's our belief that the role of the estate agent is one that is, you know, it's a professional role. We believe in recruiting the best people, training them fantastically well, and we believe in offering, through great technology, great marketing, a service to our customers that commands a strong fee. We've watched over the years, and it's, you know, and I know people point their finger a lot at PB, and you know, of course they've played their part, but fees were on the decline before that.
I can confirm that if you look at this, the Property Academy report, the fees in 2008 were 1.6, and every year they've slid ever so slightly. And if you look when Purple Bricks came in 2014, it made no difference whatsoever. I think people just blaming Purple Bricks.
Yeah, and of course it's had, you know, it's played its part, you know, but it's, we've watched lots of people enter the estate agency industry. It's been a very easy industry to get into. And the easy way to win business is to go out there and be cheap. And you know, that's not the way we want to play it. We train our people really, really hard and well to demonstrate how we would achieve better value for the customer. And therefore, the customer's net position is what's important at the end of it. And we, you know, I'll never say happily, but we will walk away from business if we believe it's not at the right fee.
Because I do know that your valuers have been through some pretty intense training in the last couple of years with some techniques that have come from Australia and America. And you know, it's obvious that your fee levels have gone up from the reports that I've seen in private. Do you think it comes down to a lack of training? As well as, but you've got to be trained to before you can believe.
I think if you're going to, I think the answer is yes in the main. I think there's lots of companies out there that train nowhere near enough, and to command a higher fee takes a real understanding of your proposition. Correct. You need to have a really high skill level in conveying that proposition to your customer, and you need to have belief. And belief comes from practice, and it comes from trying and sticking to your guns. We observe the fee levels in the rest of the world, and yes, we've engaged with lots of commentators out there in those marketplaces. But that's what we believe the industry should be looking to do. We need to up the professionalism and the reputation that our industry has, and that would all start with the people you employ and how you treat them, and then the belief you give them in your proposition.
So, let's get back to the original question. What can a state agent, what can estate agents do tomorrow to help their valuers believe in themselves? Do you think it starts with the boss?
Absolutely. We have our fee strategy driven first and foremost by Paul Smith, the owner. He is passionate about the fees that we should charge as estate agents. So without that, it would get lost. But he also, to back that up, he invests heavily in marketing, he invests heavily in technology, and he invests heavily in training. And all of those things combined give us the ammunition to be able to go and grow the belief of our fee, you know, of our fee strategy, and more importantly, how we convey that to our customers.
It's interesting that I'm in a very lucky position that I get to talk to an awful lot of people in the industry, and your training department is the only one that gets mentioned. I know you don't call yourself a corporate. Okay, amongst the larger state agency groups, let's agree on that statement.
All right.
Your training is the only one that gets mentioned by your by staff. I never hear anything from Countrywide, LSL, or Sequence.
And that's good to hear, and we're proud of that. You know, we put a lot of importance on the training development of our people, and actually we believe we've still got a long way to go. So I'm glad that it has that reputation, but you know, our license to this course, which is obviously relevant to this conversation, is a comprehensive course that, you know, takes a lot of investment financially and time, but we absolutely believe in it passionately.
So come back to the original question, what should bosses should be doing? They should be leading from the front, creating value themselves, belief, so their values can go out and actually believe in what they're selling and get the higher fee.
Yeah, look, you can't command a higher fee if the customer doesn't get the benefit of that. You can't just go and say, pay us more because we say you should. So you've got to have a proposition that stacks up in terms of what's it going to add to the customer. So if your marketing is going to draw more interest in the property, if your technology is going to get to those buyers quicker and easier and whatever it might be, then you start to be able to demonstrate how your proposition is going to command more interest and therefore more competition and therefore a better outcome from the customer.
It's all about proving that you're worth more, not saying that you're worth more.
Absolutely right.
Good stuff. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.